McKenna and two of the students there. Patty Beecham, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
You're there with the Baby Think It Over dolls. What are they?
And if you think it over, you sound like Make It Think It Over. This baby is actually in my arms at the moment. It's my natural mother again. I'm going to give it back to Miranda. There you go, Miranda.
Switch it off. That's better.
And I'll say good morning to Tanya McKenna. Now, Tanya's the home economics teacher. And that was Baby Think It Over. It really is, you know, sort of an awesome thing to have this crying bundle in your arms and being unable to help it so quickly. Can you just tell us the story of how you came about this baby?
Sure. Yes, I'd seen them on an American Talkback show, and I thought that would be excellent for our students. I then heard of a school up in Cairns that were doing a program. So I contacted them and they gave me the Australian distributor. And from there we sought out some community help. We needed some people to step in and donate the babies to the school, knowing full well that it would really help the students to feel what it would be like to be a parent.
Do they just go off every so often? Are they timed to do that?
They can be fed on either an easy, cranky or normal baby setting.
Uh-huh.
They also cry if they're laid on their belly. A little bit from the research from SID, they said that maybe having babies on their belly could be a problem. So the babies are actually activated if they're laid down on their belly.
Gosh, do they have a Spencer setting? Because I was totally lovable as a baby. I never cried. And I always slept right through the night.
Well, Spencer, the little computer pack, it varies. And the baby could sleep anything from 1.5 hours to 3 hours. But then again, it might go off every 15 minutes, just as some babies might have colic or wind or just have problems.
Okay, well, Spencer, we'll go to Renee Huston. And Renee, you had your baby for 3 days and 2 nights. Can you hear me, Spencer?
Yes.
My phone's sort of clinking amazing.
It's got a bit of a clunk, but you're still there.
Yes, there you go. It's probably my hormones kicking in. Ha ha, get it? Now, Renee, you had your baby for 3 days and 2 nights. How did you go?
Well, it was fairly good. The first night, I was up every 15 minutes because he had a technical problem with the baby.
No.
On demo mode, was it?
Yeah. So, otherwise, it was fairly good, yeah.
I suppose you sprung out of bed the first 25, 15 minute times, but after that, you must have just had to drag yourself out of bed.
No, I was just watching TV and stuff, so, yeah.
And did you have to take your baby everywhere with you?
Yeah, even shopping, because we have to work out, like, the prices of the baby, how much it would cost and everything.
Right.
So, yeah.
Don't people look at you strangely when you got this computerized baby crying in the trolley?
Yeah. You get a few looks.
All right. Does it look like a baby, though?
Yeah, it does.
All right.
Oh, they're so cute. They're so
you are getting clucky. Oh, no.
Lovely. And Miranda Smith, good morning to you. Now, how did you go with your baby Think It Over?
Oh, pretty good. He only cried twice the first night, but three times every other night. Yeah.
And did you have to take things like a nappy bag and all the paraphernalia that goes with having a baby?
Yeah, we had to take everything even though we didn't need it and just carry it everywhere. It was really heavy.
Did you give them names while you had them?
Yeah, we gave each one a name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you call yours?
Caleb.
Caleb. And what about you? What did you call your baby?
Zayden.
I can't even spell those names. I'm the 90s. Okay. Well, Renee, would you recommend it to other young teenage girls?
Yeah, I would. We'll make them think twice about having kids.
Yeah. What about the boys? Do they get a go?
Yeah, the boys get a go. It'll be fun seeing them with it.
Yeah.
It should be interesting.
Ah. Well, let's just have a listen to this again. They don't burp, though, and do other things. They do. They just cry. Is that about all they do?
Right. Yes, they just cry. And they have to keep the baby clean. They have to wash the nappies, wash the baby capsule, and make sure that everything is kept nice and clean.
And how do they actually find out whether they've passed motherhood or not?
Well, in fact, there's a little computer section, and I press a button, and it will tell me if there's been any abuse situations, any neglect,
where
they have to cry, and how many minutes of crying unattended the baby has had. So I look at that, I look at the cleanliness of everything, I look at their cough test, and then we determine whether they pass the program or not.
It's just amazing. And Renee and Miranda, what have you got out of this program? What have you learnt?
What have you learnt from the program?
To wait, because otherwise you won't really have a life, because you need your freedom now, otherwise you're always with this baby that's going to cry and you have to take it everywhere.
So it's worked.
Well, it sounds great. That sounds great. And so cute. They're very lovely when they set off. They're lovely. And Tanya McKenna, Rene Hudson, Miranda Smith, Mixed at High School. They're crying!
Oh, it just sounds awful. It's like being trapped in a plane with a crying baby. I'm getting all clammy. All right, just switch the thing off. Thank you, Patty.
All right.
Just, Tanya, before you go, where are they? Where did you get them from again? Because if there are other schools or preschool groups, whatever, that want to get hold of these, or school groups.
I got them from Virtual Parenting down at Cobb Harbour.
Right.
And their phone number is